Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Praise the Lord. God bless you. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Willa Starling, with the Anointed Word International Ministries. Praise God. We are giving God praise and glory here today because I'm so glad to be here before you and giving God just what is due unto his name, his praise and his glory. I pray and hope that all you and your family is well. And I know, praise God, that this is the time, praise God, that we are all going through. But if you go through with Christ Jesus, you will come out victoriously. Amen. And this morning, this afternoon, praise God, I'm just going to say a short word of prayer. Father, as I speak today, let your word come forth with clarity and understanding. Let it reach those, praise God, that need to be reached. Let it be edifying for the listeners and the hearers. In the name of Jesus. But Father, if there's any among us this day, Father, that do not know you as their Savior, Father God, stand forth your hand. Extend your hand, God, unto them, that they may become your people and you become their God. Allow them, Father God, to open their mouth and confess, praise God, that you were raised from the dead. You are no longer dead, but you was raised from the dead. And praise God, we know, praise God, that you died, but you was resurrected. And if they can believe this, Father God, they shall be saved. There is no hard work. You just got to believe. Believe, praise God, and you shall receive. Amen. And I just want to say, praise God, thank God for you, and you. And I just, praise God, just coming before your front. You know, praise God, sometimes we look at things as if it's supposed to be so much of this and so much of that. But I give God the praise for the smallest things because I realize, praise God, every dream, praise God, is brought from a thought. And every, praise God, history, it comes from a thought, just a small thought. And I thank God, praise God, for giving me the praise, glory, and the honor to come before you today. And today, praise God, I just want to kind of mention it, praise God, and come to you with a word, praise God, to help so many, praise God, because we're in a time today, praise God, that persecution is sure. It is sure, yes. Persecution is sure, praise the Lord. But we got to learn, praise God, when we go through these persecutions that we must turn to the Master because he has a master plan for all that is persecuted for righteous sake. Amen. In the day, praise God, the message will be, bless those who persecute you. And I said, Lord, you ask a hard thing. Yes, he asked a hard thing, but nevertheless, it can be done. And today we'll be coming from the scripture, Romans 12, 14 through 21, persecuting those who persecute us. This is one of the greatest, powerful letters that could ever been written on paper. It's God is telling us what to do. We're not to render evil with evil, but to render evil with good. My God, hallelujah. And praise God, the Bible declares, bless those who persecute you. And bless and do not curse them. And praise God, rejoice when those who rejoice weep with those who weep. And live in harmony with one another. Do not be naughty, but associate with the Lord. Never be conceited, praise the Lord. Repay no one evil with evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all and in the sight of the Lord. If possible, so far as it depends, praise the Lord, it depends upon you, living peacefully with all. He says, beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it to the wrath of God. Oh, my God, sometimes, praise God, when that happens, we want the thing to be taken care of right then. I want to see something happen to that individual because this is the way we think because we're human. I want to see something happen to them right now because they deserve that. Look what they've done to me. Look how they're treating me. Look how they mistreat me. Look how they talk about me. Look how they did me. But then we have to go back and think, praise God, look how they did Jesus. They beat him until he was unrecognized. But praise God, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Forgive them. We have little things happen to us, and we just want to go and just wipe a person out. But I heard the word say, beloved, never avenge yourself. Oh, my God. When God gave me this word, I said, Lord, are you really saying this? You ask a hard thing. Because we as human, we want to do it right then. But the Bible, he reminded me, vengeance is mine, and I will repay, saith not Olah, but saith the Lord. You know, I had a thing that happened to me, praise God. I was let go of my job. I did something good for an individual, helped a young lady get through in life. Her life is set. She's going to school, become a licensed practical nurse. She received her high school diploma. She didn't have to pay for that. All this was coming. God was just blessing. And I was just excited because she was coming out the situation she was in, praise the Lord. And God had allowed me to be a blessing to her. And I told this story, praise the Lord, in a staff meeting. Praise God, that was on a Monday. On a Friday, my supervisor walked in and said, "You are terminated." I said, "Excuse me? Who? What did I do?" But then I had to be reminded that the day the Bible said there will come a time that they will call good evil and evil good. And this young lady was blessed to go and get her schooling paid for by an associate that came through her job, a customer, paid her fee for $19,000 for medical school. I told that story in the staff meeting. Now everybody's hands went up. They was rejoicing, but then guess what? The Bible said every time I desire to do good, evil is always present. And evil was sitting at the table with me. And I wanted to be avenged. I wanted to avenge her. I wanted to get her because what she had done and the thing that she caused for no reason whatsoever. And then, praise God, after she let me go, she denied me the unemployment, but it's okay because God still got me. God got me. And I wanted to do this and I wanted to do that. And God spoke to me and said, "Now I want you. You can't tell somebody else what to do when you are not doing it yourself." He said, "Let it go. Let go and let God." It was a hard thing to do because I was trying to do every way I could. I was going to do this. I was going to get that. We're going to have this. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. When we just plenty people. And God says, "No, I cannot move because you are in my way. I cannot do what I'm supposed to do because you are in my way. What you need to be doing for her is to pray for her and say, 'God, forgive her, for she know not what she do. Save her. Come into her life. Let her see exactly who she is.'" Now, why she did it? Well, I said, "Hey, if I was there, why not? Why not?" Then I said, "Lord, you mean to tell me I got to pray for this woman? I can't look at her with what I have in my heart, David, because the devil will allow you to build things up in your heart against a person. You walk around hating people, disliking people, can't stand people, talking about people. This is what the devil will have you to do. And when you look at it the way God wants you to do, he said, 'Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave it.'" No, I was picking it up because I want to handle this thing. My son said, "Mama, let it go." I said, "I just don't feel right. She just didn't do right." Because I know I did no wrong. But then I had to go back to the scripture, and God kept dealing with me, praise the Lord. And then on a Sunday night, I went to sleep. I couldn't sleep at all last. I didn't sleep at all. I tossed and I turned. When I woke up, God said, "Let it go. Move on. Pray for her. You know she persecuted you. Pray for her. And she's still trying to persecute you. Pray for her. Even if she tried to cuss you, you pray for her. You leave it into my hands. Because vengeance is mine and I will repay." Pray. "I will repay it," said the Lord. To the contrary, he said, "If your enemy," Lord have mercy, Jesus, God, you ask a hard thing. "If your enemy is hungry, feed him. He's thirsty, give him water to drink. So by doing this, you will heap a burning coals on their head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Jesus. And I had to really let that thing go. And praise God, when I let it go, I felt better. My burden was light. My yoke was easy. And Paul keeps saying the same things. Don't curse those who persecute you. Don't return evil with evil. And do not avenge yourself. Don't be overcome all evil. And then the poverty side. Bless those who persecute you. Bless them. God bless her. Bless her, Father, that she become to be more knowledgeable who you are. Give peace unto us all. Give food and drink to the enemy. Glory to Jesus. Overcome evil with good. So I am tempted to lump all these things together and treat them all under the banner of loving my enemy. But if I resist the temptation, if it is nothing for a two reason. One is that there are differences among all these commands with concrete implications, you understand, for our lives that might get lost if I did that, to put them together. And the other reason is that there are other commands thrown in among these that don't seem to fit the mold that I'm speaking about. We might miss that. What Paul is trying to say by wavering, weaving it this in, what he's trying to say is, so we're going to move straight on to the verse I want to get to. But today, we're going to understand and apply these things, praise God, so we may know. Bless those who persecute you. Bless those who do, say bless those and do not curse them. Oh, I wish this would happen to her. I wish this would happen to him. Oh, I wish that would happen to him. Now you try yourself cursing somebody. But he said, rejoice with those that rejoice and weep with those that weep. We have to learn, praise God, to overcome, praise God, our weaknesses and our fleshly desires because our flesh is weak. But the Spirit of the living God is willing. One reason we should be glad that they are weeping, in other words, you were angry at them for the way they treated you. And then something bad happened to them, and now you're glad. Does that have anything to do with what we're talking about? But do this means anything. Don't curse them who persecute you. You don't want to do that, and you don't want to curse them. Oh, I wish this would happen to them. I just wish they would die. Don't be glad when something happened bad to that individual. Because you have to be continuously praying for them. We have to understand that we're not there to render evil with evil, but we're there to overcome evil with good. We're there, praise God, to bring forth the word of God. We say we know it. We say we live in it. We can preach it, but can we live it? Can we? And in some rejoicing, we should be very sad about. We know this because Jesus in Luke 6:25, he said, woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. This is a laughter that we share with simple empathy. This is not a laughter that grieves us. On the other hand, praise the Lord, there is not a weeping that we should rejoice over, a weeping that leads to life. Paul said it so plainly in 2 Corinthians 7:10. Godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret. Therefore, people, godly grievance is surely a wonderful thing. Painful, but oh, so full of hope and life. Our tears may flow in the moment, but they will be like a tear of a mother looking on her newborn child. So we don't want to weep the same with all weeping. We don't want to rejoice the same with all rejoicing. There is a difference in these rejoices and this weeping. That is what he's trying to say to us, is that there is different types and different times that we should weep and rejoice. But each time that we do it, we will be doing it in the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to be prepared. We have to fix our mind and fix our hearts, praise God, to go in and want to love our enemy. That's hard. I don't care what nobody says. You cannot let you want to be religious all you want to. Oh, it's not hard. Oh, yes, it is. Can you imagine when Job was going through, praise God, his friends come out, go cuss your God and die. The wife, the friends come out, Job must be done sinning somewhere because all these things happening to Job. Can you imagine you sitting there hearing people saying this about you and to you, and you're going through, you're hurting, you're paining, you're full of grief, and people sitting there talking about you like you're not even there? You see, that's a hard thing. But you say that it's a God forgive them? You can't jump into my way. You better shut your mouth now. Don't be talking about me now, because I'll show you where it's at, because I'll get with you. No, that's not what we are to do for people. We're supposed to be in the spirit of the Lord. And as much as it seems to be hurtful, we still got to say, even after all you've done for me, I still forgive you. I ask God to bless you. I still need to forgive you. Because God appealed to us with mercies. He shows us mercies. He overwhelms us with mercy. You don't say, well, because you did this, I told you one time, my child, that if you did so, any time we come back to him, he's showing his mercy. He's showing his grace towards us because he loves us just like that. For by grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measures of faith that God has assigned us. We spend a lot of time on this. What is the alternate that Paul's mind is thinking, meaning highly of ourselves? What does that mean? Oh, like, well, yeah, she did the right thing, honey. She's supposed to do that. That fits her just right, honey. Because she don't need, baby, that's what she gets, child. You got to understand, my friend. My mother used to always say, season your words gracefully. Because you may have to eat the words you speak. But instead, he's saying, let's remind yourself of how Paul prepared for those comments in verse 2. He just said, the way to live as a Christian is to be transformed into the renewing of our mind. We have to be transformed, my friend, to be able to do what the words say do. Loving your enemy. Oh, my Jesus. You know, people sitting there doing things to you and talking about you, and you still got the love of, and not a fake love, but a real love. The kind that he deals with, the agape love. Pray for those. But bless those who persecute you. And weep for those who weep and rejoice, those that rejoice with you. We spend time on that. The answer is not thinking, stinking, you know, thinking, it's not thinking slowly of ourselves. That's what the author is to think according to the measures of faith that God has assigned for us to do. They're trying to think too highly of yourself, preoccupied, self-indulgence, self-exaltation. The alternate is to turn the mirror into a window, through which we see the glory of God. Because we must understand every time we desire to do good, evil is right there. It's right there to turn the situation around. When faith stands in the front of a mirror, the mirror becomes a window. And then we can see on the other side of the glory of Christ. The deceptive alternative is saying to us, I'm all, is not to say I'm nothing, but to say Christ is all. Faith looks to Christ, not self. Not even to the new self. The only way we can go through and begin to pray for those that despitefully use us, those that lie on us, those that persecute on us, those that do things to us, steal from us, take from us, only way we can go through this, we have to go through it in the likeness of Christ Jesus. We have to put on the armor of God and walk, praise God, through it, because it's a hard pill to swallow, but it can be swallowed. And it can do it, praise God, without choking the life out of you. This is what we have to learn. If the words say do it, we've got to learn to do it. He gave the command, like, bless those who persecute you. Weep with those who weep. She said that, you know, in the second half of the verse. You think with a sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. In other words, the measure of faith we have is the gift of God. And God has assigned it. It is the act of our soul. But our way of doing it, it's a do, it's an act. It is an act that is the gift of God. By grace you have been saved through faith. Mm-hmm. And this is not your own doing, it's a gift of God. So with us having to learn to love on our enemy, you can't do it in your flesh, my friend. You've got to be in the spirit of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of God, led by the spirit of God, to be able to love that person. Clean love, not looking at you, I love you outwardly, but inside I can just shred you. No. Can't be any malice. Can't be no hatred. We got to search our hearts and ask God, ask the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, show me the love to give to this person, knowing that this person has done me wrong. You see, the ground of boasting are stripped from the proud human heart. People do things and they boast about it. First, the boast that you can do what you want to do somebody and nothing is said to you about it. You think you've done something biggity. And you walk with your head up, with your nose turned up in the air. When you see them, you roll your eyes and you look at them, honey. You smack your mouth. Honey, you look at them like I can just take you out. This is, baby, that's the devil at work. Christ in you is found by the faith in you, the love in you, the word in you. So you have to learn to look away from yourself and satisfy the Christ in you. We have to do this with the experience in our heart. The faith that we have that we confess from Christ because it is a gift. We have to learn to become humble that God can exalt us in due season. Praise to the Most High God. God the Father has already made a plan for our rescue. He has already made a plan for our rescue. But if you go in and you try to fight the fight, then guess what? He steps back. You say, you're in my way. What I want you to do, I can't because you are standing in my way. You must forgive to be forgiven. And we have to learn that we must bless those who persecute us, who curse us. Rejoice with them. They see you. How you doing? God bless you. Having a blessed day. Oh, something like, oh, my God. I work on the job, and I can't stand this girl. I can't deal with her. And I'm reminded, praise the Lord, when I used to work on a job, that was a young lady. She just didn't like me. Why she didn't like me? She didn't like me. She didn't like the Christ in me. She saw me one day, I can't stand her. She said, well, I can hear her. Ooh, I can't stand her right there. Oh, my God, I can't stand her. She make me sick. And I walked up on her that morning. I said, good morning. God bless you, sis. How are you? What you speaking to me for? I said, well, you know, I just want to speak. That's what I do. I said, I'm speaking. You have a good day. I said, I'm going to speak to you. I don't want you speaking to me. Just don't even bother with me. I can't stand you. I said, well, I love you with Christ in me. And I turned around and went in. Not that it didn't bother me, because I wonder why this woman tell me she don't like me. I went on. You might have all kinds of hateful and resentment and vengefulness, motivation, but you don't strike back. The point is your heart, and you can see the words of God. Bless those who persecute you, and pray for those that despitefully use you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those that abuse you. The word prayer shows that the behavior is not only the issue, but prayer is the expression to God of what you long for. So blessing someone is not just the way you treat them. It includes the longing that you have for someone. And Jesus says they are to belong and longing for good and not longing for cursing. That's what blessing means. Blessing them and praying for them. Their good now and forever. And the greatest good is seeing and savoring and showing Christ without an end. She went home that night, praise the Lord. The next morning I got back to the job, she was on the front porch waiting. And she was just pouncing, walking backwards and forth, backwards and forth, backwards and forth. So I walked up. She said, good morning, good morning. She said, baby, let me say something to you. She said, the Lord hooked me all night long. She said, you have done nothing to me. Not a thing have you ever done to me. She said, I am so sorry. She said, God told me you be there when she get there in the morning and you be there to tell her that you are sorry for what you said to her because she done you no wrong. That lady grabbed me and she hugged me and she just cried. She said, I'm so ashamed. I'm so ashamed. She said, honey, God dealt with me tremendously. This woman came to you in love and asked you how you doing and God bless you. And you went off and you said this and she didn't retaliate. She went on and said, well, I'm just praying. And she said, that next morning, and from that day to this day, this lady and I have always had a word of encouragement. Now she'll call me when she needs prayer. She said, I just don't know why I didn't like you. You've never done nothing to me. And I used to tell people, why this lady don't like me? God. I said, well, it's okay, but I did nothing. But you know, then God said, if they treated as your master this way, are you any better? So we have to learn, praise God, to bless those that curse us. Pray for them that abuse us. We have to do it. It means that Christ is all sufficient. Thinking of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, but thinking with sober judgment, that brings us to the measure of faith that God has assigned to us. We must love our enemy. We must do good to them that hate us and despise us. Because in that way, we draw them to Christ. We must not retaliate. Because the Bible declares, he said, vengeance is mine, and I will repay. I have to admit, it's a hard thing. It's a hurtful thing. And it hurts. When someone is against you or trying to do evil to you, you know that you've done no wrong. But we must understand that faith in Christ is the root of our radical behavior. It is the root of not cursing our persecutors. It's the root of blessing them and praying for them and longing for their everlasting good. It works. Faith in Christ involves turning from our natural self, including even our bodies, and turning into the spirit realm of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we may be able to win that soul for Christ. We must learn to pray for those that despitefully use us and persecute us. But we can only do it in the Lord Jesus Christ because the flesh is a mess. Christ sees and he embraces. Christ is our own and all of our sufficient contentment and security. Christ motivates us. And he instills in us and embraces us to bless those who curses and persecute us. Amen. I tell you, praise God, the Lord has been dealing with me, working with that. Praise God, because I had my own little fight I wanted to do. I wanted to get her. But I say now, Lord, forgive her. Because if she knew better, she wouldn't have done what she did. So I pray for her, and I embrace her. Praise God. And I bless her. I bless her. Father, bless her. Bless her. And I leave her into your hands. I cannot touch her. I cannot do anything but stand back and watch the salvation of God. I pray, praise God, that you've been blessed, praise God, just from that word. Remember, praise God, don't take revenge in your hand. Do not, praise God, don't do it. Praise the Lord. Let the Lord do his power. He said, vengeance is mine and I will repay. Do not step in the way of God when he's fighting the battle. Because you get in the way, you can slow down the progress. I pray, Father God, that those that are listening today are saved or don't want, if they desire to be saved. Allow them, praise God, go to the book of Romans 10 from verses 1 through 13. And know that you died, you was resurrected, and you live again. Praise God that you be blessed. Until this time, praise God. Later, you don't have a problem. All you need is faith in God. You be blessed.